الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very, very beautiful hadith has told us that the superiority of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all other types of speech is like that of the superiority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all types of creation. So understand the hadith, because the Prophet ﷺ is making an incredible comparison here. The superiority of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the Holy Quran, over all other types of speech is that of the superiority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all types of creation. When in the Arabic language you make a comparison between things, that's called tashbih, to make a comparison from between one thing and another. And so here the Prophet ﷺ is actually establishing two things. He's using something that's completely obvious to people to help them to explain something that should be obvious to people. So what's obvious? The superiority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over creation is obvious. It's completely obvious to anybody who enters into the fold of Islam. They know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is living and we are, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is permanent and we are passing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires no food for nourishment and we are always in need of being nourished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires no slumber nor sleep, and we require rest and sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior in every single way, in every single characteristic. In fact, if we sat down and we came up with the most perfect creation in our mind, and we imagined that to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would still be multitudes beyond that. Because our minds are limited in what they can imagine. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior to anything that was ever created, and anything that that creation can ever even imagine. That's how great Allah is, and Allah's superiority over all of creation is complete. It's not in one aspect or another. It's complete. In every single aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior to every single type of creation. There's no ifs. There's no scenarios where Allah might be beneath creation, na'udhu billah. And so here the Prophet ﷺ is taking something that's so obvious and so clear-cut in people's minds and saying, just as clear-cut as that is, so is the distinction between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word, meaning the Qur'an, opposed to all other types of words, anything else that human beings can write. So the Qur'an in every single aspect is superior to anything that any man or group of men can ever come together and produce. That's the superiority of the Qur'an. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior to creation, and just as there is no doubt in that, and there is no exception to that, in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glorious book is superior to all other types of word, and there is no doubt, and there is no exception to it. Now, why is the Prophet ﷺ establishing this for us? Why is he making something so obvious and open to us? It's because at times in our life, we begin to take certain actions which place other words over the Holy Quran. And we see it within our own daily lives. I mean, let's sit down and reflect how much time we spend with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then sit down and reflect how much time we spend with the word of creation. All of this studying that we do, this hours that we study, the newspapers that we read, the websites that we visit, the novels, books, magazines, all of these things that were written by human beings, all of these things are nothing compared to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it's chemistry, physics, math, these are just hypotheses. These are not facts, these are theories. And 500 years from now, what we thought to be true in the realm of science will have been proven false. It is all a bunch of theories. But there is only one word which is permanent, true, set, and that's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to be reminded of this because we tend to turn towards things that human beings have created. So, every morning we have the tawfiq to read the newspaper. How many people don't read something from the newspaper every morning? Or spend some time reading their favorite website? Or spend some time reading a novel or a book or something of that nature? And yet they don't spend that much time with the Holy Quran. Because we haven't understood the superiority of Allah's word over the word of anyone else. Think about our lives, how shameful they are. We have spent years and years and years reading and studying in order to develop ourselves in various aspects of the world, and we have not spent that much time with the Quran. That is amazing that I could spend 6 hours a day. Now, some people come to you, especially in their youth when they're studying and they have energy, and they say, man, I studied 6 hours straight today. I studied 10 hours straight. I have a final exam tomorrow. I studied all night. What did you study? Oh, well, I was studying physics. I was studying chemistry. I was studying math. Or I was up reading my favorite website. And when you ask them, have you ever done that with the Quran? They say, what do you mean? It's not possible. I get tired, I fall asleep, etc. And that actually shows you that at times we begin to place emphasis on other types of word, not realizing the value of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a real, real shame. What's even more scary is that when you think about why we do what we do, it's actually a reflection of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. And this is probably the most fearful thing, because when I sit down and think about my own life, it's so scary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, we have this habit of saying that I wasn't able to do something, or I didn't do something. So what will we say? If you don't wake up for Fajr prayer, you'll say, I didn't wake up. Or if you don't spend time with the Quran, you'll say, I'm busy, I didn't spend time with the Quran. But actually, the truth of the matter is the word I has nothing to do with this. It has nothing to do with I. It has to do with Allah. When you don't wake up for Fajr, or when we don't read the Quran or interact with the Quran, it's not because we didn't do it. It's because Allah did not want it for us. Allah did not write it for us. Allah did not will it for us. And that's a very, very scary thing. That's very scary that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this beautiful book. And in it put all the realities of the world. And it's sitting on our bookshelves. And we don't have the tawfiq to touch it. Allah gave us everything that's necessary to interact with it. We have hands to pick it up. We have eyes to read it. We have a mind to understand it. And we're so developed and so... We're so refined, yet we don't have the tawfiq to just get the book off the bookshelf. That's the worst type of punishment. That is the worst type of punishment for a group of people that are seeking nearness to Allah, that He gives them everything but the last step to touch His book and interact with it. And that's a reflection on us. We should be afraid. We should sit down and think, what are we doing? What are we doing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that barrier between His book and us? What have we done wrong? What have we done to distance ourselves? What is lacking in our lives that we don't have that? This is how the Sahaba used to reflect. They wouldn't say, I didn't have time for the Quran. Or I didn't have time for the Tahajjud prayer. One day they would miss the Tahajjud prayer. One day they would miss their interaction with the Quran. And they would weep. They would say, what did I do in my life that Allah did not permit me to wake up for Tahajjud this night? What did I do in my life that Allah did not permit me to interact with His glorious book? That's the reality of the scenario. It has nothing to do with us. We don't decide we're going to read the Quran one day and not the next. The problem is Allah has not willed it for us. And that's very scary. Because if Allah is not going to will us that great blessing in this world, then where will we be on the Day of Judgment? If we couldn't do it in this world, then it's a reflection of where we'll end up on the Day of Judgment. We have to be very, very serious and very reflective upon these simple, simple concepts within our lives. Fajr prayer, interaction with the Quran, spending time in the masjid. These are very, very basic things. And when a group of people desire them and they don't come into one's life, we have to ask the question, why? Why are we so diseased that we take medicine and we still don't feel better? We still don't get better. We still don't change. Are we so terminally ill that even medicine won't help anymore? Even the company of great doctors refuses to help us? Is that our state? And so we should be very honest and very reflective, because in this world, that's the time to think. That's the time to make changes and begin to rectify ourselves so that we can be cured of these ills that have been plaguing us since childhood. That's the reality of our lives. Now, when the Prophet ﷺ makes such a simple statement that the superiority of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all other types of word from creation is that of the superiority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all of creation itself, that's a very, very simple statement, but it contains a very, very powerful message. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to reflect upon this and to understand the greatness of Allah over all of creation and to understand the greatness of His word over all other types of word. وَآخُرَ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ